small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Appelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors. From helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets. From learning the skills to get your GED. To dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Appelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Appelberg.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Appelberg. It is Monday, September 11th, 2023. Just a moment of silence for those who responded to and were victims of the violence of September 11th so many years ago. I do not know where you were on that particular day. Like so many of us, I remember very clearly where I was. It was right about right now, just after 9 o'clock in the morning. I was walking into the production meeting at my old employer where I worked in Groton, Massachusetts. And I had just actually gotten off the phone with one of our suppliers. I was in the printing industry at the time. It was our paper supplier and broker, rather. And he had his offices down in lower Manhattan. Not in one of the two towers, but in that area. And he said, "Mike, did you hear about this plane crashed into the World Trade Center?" And I said, "No, I hadn't." So he flipped on your TV, and at that point, it was still pretty unclear what was going on, and there was speculation that it was just a small, like a Cessna type plane or something like that. And just about that time, as we flipped on our TV, we saw, much more than that. And it became apparent that this was going to be a significant and consequential event for so many people and our country and, frankly, the world. I will tell you, my personal story is that my family, my grandmother and my aunt at the time lived in Lower Manhattan within earshot and eyesight, frankly, of the World Trade Center. and they were both there, and my parents were actually visiting as well. So my entire family was really there in Lower Manhattan in the financial district at the time of when all of this happened. And it was pretty, you know, pretty scary for them, pretty scary for us. Couldn't reach each other for days, not by cell, not by any phone method at all. And finally was able to visit them about 10 days later and go down there just as the island was opening back up on a limited basis. But yeah, the world changed that day, and you know, not for the better. So please, if you take a moment today to remember those victims of this senseless violence, I think that would be a good thing to do. So. You are listening to the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Each and every Monday morning, we're here from 9 to 10 a.m. talking with the nonprofits in our community about what they're doing to make Greater Nashua a place which is stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work here. This morning, I'm excited to have two great visitors on our show, two great guests on our show. We'll have Adam from the Nashua Teachers Union. We're going to be talking about back to school. You know, this is that time of year when kids go back to school, teachers go back to school, families make that adjustment of having their kids off in school. So it's a big time of adjustment, happens every year. It seems like sometimes we're just starting all over and we forgot what it's like because of the summer. You know, you get that summertime amnesia. But school starts, and we all get back into the swing of things. So we're going to talk with Adam about that and about this, you know, what's going on in education these days in our community, and all the ways in which the teachers union is working to support all of our families and children in their educational success. Then we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. I will say, in addition to the sponsors that were mentioned already this morning, which were Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire, Edstone Properties, and CrossNet Inc., we have a brand new sponsor I'm excited to announce. We have Wanderlust Therapeutic Services. Wanderlust is a local mental health therapeutic services provider, and their owner, founder Mel, and I were talking, and he said, you know what, I think this would be a great place for us to, you know, sort of promote the message of what we're trying to do, which is to help people with their mental health in our community. And so they're a brand new sponsor to our show. We're excited to have them. Well, welcome to the show, Wanderlust Therapeutic Services. And within a couple of weeks, we're going to be getting their PSA up on the air as well, along with our other great sponsors. Hoping you had a great weekend. I had a good weekend, I have to say. I don't even remember. What did I do on Saturday? I don't even remember what I did. Oh, yeah, Saturday. Of course I do. Our grandson, Hudson, had his second birthday this past week. And we celebrated, fated him in style on Saturday with cake and all the accoutrements. And he's a two-year-old, so he doesn't know what the heck is going on, but we had fun. He just knows that, you know, when everybody sings and claps, he's supposed to clap along, which he does. And he also does know that cake is something to be eaten and enjoyed. So it was fun to celebrate our two-year-old grandson, Hudson, or as I call him, Spud. And then on Sunday, we actually had an extra bonus day. We got to keep him for the afternoon Sunday. Took him to the air show at Pease. And he loves airplanes right now, so he got to see some airplanes. I was very excited about that. He loves all things transportation. Doesn't matter whether it's trucks, cars, airplanes, fire trucks, you know, tugboats. He just loves it all. I guess he's a real boy in that regard, I suppose. I'm kind of nerdy that way too. So, so we had him for the afternoon. And then I introduced him to the wonderful world of football, NFL. Yesterday was, you know, kind of opening day for most teams. It was the first game day for Sunday of the 2013-2014 NFL season. And so he was taking his nap while my Niners were playing. Yes, that's kind of ironic, actually, if you think about it, because, like, who doesn't want to take a nap when the Niners play? But the Niners won. We'll talk about that later on. But then he woke up and he came down, and it was just about that time that the Eagles and the Patriots came on, and So we cheered and we rooted and we cried and we clapped, and you know, it was one of those games. But it was fun to do that with my grandson and introduce him to this great American pastime that we call NFL football. I love it so much. So anyway, that was my weekend. Hope yours was great as well. Yeah, lots going on these days, you know, in our community. One thing I will say is, yeah, and this is just call this a public service announcement. They're doing a lot of road construction on Main Street right now. I'm looking out, of course, the radio station is right at the corner of Main Street and East and West Pearl Street, so I get a bird's eye view of what's going on. There's a lot of road construction right now. Hard to get through Main Street. It's not closed entirely, at least to southbound traffic. Northbound seems like not working much at well at all, and you can't really get on East Pearl Street to go over past Main Street. So I would say this. If you can do yourself one favor today, let's call this self-care. If you can do yourself one favor today, one act of self-care, do the favor of avoiding Main Street in Nashua, New Hampshire. You will make yourself into a happier person. Trust me on this one. It is not a pretty sight. So hopefully the result will be pretty, but the process certainly isn't. Yeah, going on these days at United Way, of course, we have our pop-up food pantries every single day of the week. There's information on our website about that. That's a partnership that we have with the Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter, as well as Grow Nashua and Regenerative Roots Association. Every single day of the week, there is free produce and bread and vegetables and non-perishable items. There's a schedule on our website at unitedwaynashua.org. And, you know, that's just one of our ways of trying to address food security in our community. We also have a brand spanking new little free food pantry in our community right by Crossway Christian Church. We keep that stocked primarily through our weekly food drives that we do at United Way, full of really non-perishable items. So come on down to Crossway if you need something, right? And hopefully you can find something there, to keep you held over until the next day or whenever you're able to get to the grocery store. Maybe you are just, you know, running tight on money, and so many people are these days. So this is one of those ways in which we can help you. And of course, if you have an abundance in your pantry and you want to drop something off, that's fine. The motto there is, of course, you know, to give what you can and take what you need. And it's just as simple as that. So that's at Crossway Christian Church, United Way's little free food pantry. We're excited to have that in place. Coming up, we have next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, our 8th annual Sleep Out. That's our homelessness event, United We Sleep. And we will be gathering at Nashua Community College. We're raising some money to help make grants in our community to organizations that are working to create a strong, robust safety net, a way in which we can ensure that no person falls through the cracks in our community. The Sleep Out is a great event to learn about homelessness, learn about how you can help make a difference. Over the years, this event has raised over $400,000 and engaged hundreds of volunteers in learning about our community. So the Sleep Out is, information is on our website. If you go to unitedwaynashua.org and then go to the events tab, you go under fundraising, events tab, fundraising, you'll see United We Sleep. And that's coming up. There's still time to sign up. There's still time to join us. We would love to see you there. And, last thing I'm going to mention before we cut to break is something brand new that we're doing in our community. October 25th, that's a Wednesday, we are going to have a brand new event at the Nashua Center for the Arts. I'm looking at it right now. I'm just going to say all this paving and road work they're doing is probably not for the benefit of United Way and the karaoke event that we're doing. But who knows? Maybe it is. I don't know. I got to ask the mayor if he's doing this in order to benefit our event. I'm sure it'll all be done by then, so it will benefit our event. This is the first time that United Way has done an event like this, and I don't know anybody else in our community doing any such thing. It's a karaoke contest, a competition. We're going to have 25 acts on stage. We have some great sponsors, including Service Credit Union and St. Joseph Hospital. Service Credit Union is our presenting sponsor, and we're very excited to have that. There's going to be judges, including Mayor Donches, the publisher of The Telegraph, Chris. We're going to have the editor of the Union Leader is going to be there as one of our judges. And then we're going to have also Kendall Reyes from Nashua North, football player of local renown, and a couple of others to be announced. And it's going to be just a great evening, Wednesday, October 25th. That is easy to find if you go to our website, because I got this pop-up that'll come right up. You cannot avoid it. Just click on it. Karaoke. It's a play on words instead of karaoke. It's care, like C-A-R-E, because, like, you know, we care. Yeah. Very clever, I know. Kudos to me for coming up with such a great name, right? Anyway, we're going to take a break now, give our sponsors a chance to talk about themselves. And when we get back, we will be hearing from our first guest today. That's Adam Marcoux from the Nashua Teachers Union. You are listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. It's Monday, September 11th. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org. CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run. Hey, good Monday morning. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm Mike Affelberg. I'm your host. It is Monday, September 11th, 2023. I am so excited to have with me in the studio a good friend of mine who's been on the show not once, not twice, not three times. I have no idea. I've lost count. How many times do you think it has been, Adam?
Oh, at least four or five.
I think we should make it Facebook official at this point, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
There we go. So, of course, only old people like us know what Facebook even is.
True. But
yeah. So, although I think Facebook for you and Facebook for me are very similar than they are for other people. For you tend to go dormant for about 9-10 months of the year. A little bit dormant, not super active, but we always know when the Patriots are playing.
Yes.
And we get the play-by-play.
Yes, my angry rants.
Well, they were angry yesterday. How now? You're a Pats fan.
I am.
And how are you feeling today?
Hopeful.
Oh well, there you go.
Although you we were just talking off the air about one of my comments that my son Quinton is 10 and he plays flag football, and at one point I posted that the kids on his team could throw better than Mac Jones. So. There was that at the beginning, but, it was close at the end. They held their own. That was exciting. So,
it was close at the end. And I have to say, the Eagles surprised me with some really bad play calling.
Really bad. Well, but the Patriots were right there. I'm not sure. I'm still wondering why they didn't kick that field goal. It was fourth and two. Not sure. It wasn't. Now, I get it. Rookie kicker, brand new, never kicked. He didn't kick yesterday, except for, extra points. But it was a chip shot.
Yeah.
They were in the inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, just not a great call. I don't know. I think maybe it's overconfidence in Mac Jones, or maybe it's under. I don't know what it is, but it was. You know what? Sometimes it's the season doesn't start out the way. There were glimmers of hope there. I have to say, the Pats defense was strong, and that's for sure. They were probably the shining light on the field yesterday for you.
Yep,
for you guys.
Yeah, that hit on Jalen Hurts with the fumble was
That was something else. There it goes.
And then they do nothing. They can't even move the ball. Stupid penalties. I would say some phantom penalties, but
such
is the life in the NFL.
Well, I'm a 49ers fan, so I had one heck of a day yesterday. I looked at the scores across the league, and by far the biggest win yesterday was the Niners and the Steelers. I'm not sure if that means anything because it's
Until the Cowboys played the Giants.
That's the other thing, right? So my father was a Giants fan, born and raised in New York.
That poor, they did not do well yesterday.
No, and one thing about me is that, if you're a 49ers fan, you're raised in California, you become a 49ers fan, and you're raised by a Giants fan, the one thing that both of those teams absolutely have in common is a disdain and hatred for the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. I was raised as there's two teams in football, in sports, there's the Yankees and the Cowboys, and they're just... Yeah, so yesterday was not a good day for that, for sentimental reasons. Oh, well.
Yeah, the Cowboys, I don't know what they were on yesterday, but I looked it up. It was 40-0.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know who my fantasy football quarterback was yesterday? Just take a guess. Couldn't get any worse. We were just talking about it.
The Giants quarterback.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about him on the radio. I can't think of his name.
I got 4 points. 4 points off the guy. Off the guy, yeah. I still won my game, but I got 4 points off the guy. Dan, what's his name? Jones?
Daniel Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not sure why he was still in at the end of that game either. He got his bell rung many times yesterday.
Anyway, well, you know what? We're off to the race. You play fantasy football too?
I do not.
Well, don't do it, man.
Nope.
Although I won my league last year. Can you believe that?
I am surprised.
I am too, because this is my fifth season, and I did very badly. But it's funny. It's my son-in-law's entire family. And my son-in-law is the league manager, right? And so last year I just had an awesome season. It was great. I finally learned that it actually, if you want to win fantasy football, just pay attention to your wide receivers and your running backs. That's all that matters. Do not focus on big name quarterbacks. It doesn't matter.
No, because are you in a PPR league?
What's that?
Points per reception.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't know.
I listen on the radio.
I don't know what kind of league I am. I just won.
Yeah, they talk about they have fantasy guys on the radio I listen to once in a while, and they I'm in a PPR, so I learned all the lingo. I don't play, though, because I just don't have the wherewithal or the patience to do it.
Oh, I have the patience because I don't care. So, no. Yeah. I just love that I won, though. I think that's awesome. I get an engraved trophy. Can you believe it?
Oh, fancy. How come we haven't seen a picture of that on Facebook yet?
Because I haven't gotten it yet. My son-in-law, I said he's the league manager, and I'm like, John, where's my trophy? I see the kid all the time, right?
Listen, I was going to say, yesterday you had Hudson over the weekend for the birthday, and they couldn't have brought the trophy.
Oh, we were there. He's got to get it. He keeps saying, I got to get it engraved. And I'm like, well, get it engraved then. Well, you know, like, just it's not, you know how to spell
clearly
my name.
He doesn't know who you are.
He hasn't prioritized me. I don't know. I got to work on this. But
yeah.
Listen, Adam, we could probably talk sports all day long.
Yeah, we could have our own show on it.
And it probably wouldn't be educational for anybody.
No.
But armchair quarterbacking, that's what we do.
We're good at that.
Listen. Tell me about education. You do that thing, right? Education.
I do. Yes.
Now, you are the president of the Nashua Teachers Union.
I am.
There are one thing I wanted to mention is there are a bunch of different unions that are, you know, part of that umbrella organization, right? So you're not just teachers, right?
Right.
You represent a bunch of different types of employees in the district.
Yeah, there's a misnomer, which makes sense because our name is Nashua Teachers Union.
Right.
But that dates back to 1949 when we were chartered. With the American Federation of Teachers. So back then, that's all we had were teachers.
Yeah.
So as we come up on our 75th anniversary in June, over time we have grown to encompass paraeducators, food service workers, and secretaries. And those, along with our teachers, each play such a integral role in our district, in our schools, adding pieces to the giant puzzle that is kids. In each piece, we wouldn't work without the others. So, you know, our teachers get a lot of credit for what they do with our kids every day, rightly so. But those other groups are just as equally as important to what they bring. Because some of our kids come to school, I heard you talking about the pantries, for breakfast and lunch every day, and have the connection with the lady that helps them type in their numbers and ask them, do they want this or that? So each group is just as important as the other.
So it's the food service employees, it's the secretaries, it's the paraeducators, the teachers, the whole, you know, that whole grouping of people who really come to wrap around kids and families that you represent.
Right. You know, those are the four contracts that we represent. Obviously, there's other people in the buildings that aren't part of our group, but are equally, you know, our administrators, our custodians, we represent our school nurses, you know, all of them, everyone in those buildings does something that supports our kids being successful.
Yeah. And so we're back to school. This is our first really full week.
And it's not a full week either.
Why
our kids are off tomorrow.
They are?
Yes, so tomorrow is the city primary election day.
Yeah, that's just true. It's politics season.
Yes, it is. So 9 of our schools are used for the 9 ward election places. And we typically have gone to school on the primary election day, but it's 2023. Traffic, parking, access to buildings with kids in it. You know, you have the general public accessing the building, and then you're losing a gym or a cafeteria or both in some cases. So kids don't have school tomorrow, but our staff is all working professional development in various places, similar to what we do on the November election day. And it's a good opportunity not to waste a day for our staff getting much needed PD on various things throughout the district. But you know, it is early.
What do you think about that big truck driving by our building right now?
My ADHD kicking in?
Is that enhancing our experience here?
The play-by-play here on Main Street is there's a white Road Tech truck that is basically eating the road, and it's spitting it into a dump truck as they grind probably, about an inch and a half of pavement into the back of this truck, and followed by a street sweeper cleaning up the mess. All the traffic is on the southbound side of Main Street. So one lane going north, one going south. And actually, there is actually no traffic really on Main Street right now, if you can believe that. But I'm fascinated by what's happening right now.
It's like the pandemic with a lot of noise.
Yes, it is extremely loud. I don't know if you guys can hear it on the radio, but there's a lot of action going on Main Street right now.
Yeah, it's really enhancing my experience this morning as well.
Well, and I can see the dump truck that the guy is spitting this pavement into, and it doesn't take long to fill the back of this dump truck up, but they have one in reserve ready to go to jump right in. So this must not be their first rodeo, as I say to people when they do things a lot. So
I have a feeling that's true. And look, there is now some northbound traffic going through too, which is really interesting. I have no idea how they're making that happen. But anyway, avoid Main Street at all costs. Do some self-care. Stay home. All righty. So no school tomorrow.
No.
Primary election, for mayoral candidates, three candidates on the we're not going to go there, but three candidates. Nashua, go vote. That's all I can say and will say today is just Nashua, go vote. It's important. Your vote,
yep.
Your vote matters. However you vote, your vote matters. Your voice counts. Do not vote and complain the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
If you do that, you're off my Christmas card list.
It's annoying, honestly. Well, did you vote? No. Well, they make it pretty easy now. It's open 6 to 8, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. All of the information on polling locations is on the city clerk's website. You can register there right on the spot in your ward, and they have a great little feature to look up where you should vote. You know, Ward 5 typically votes at Main Dunstable, but because they have construction right now, they're redoing the HVAC system and some major renovations, so they're actually going to be at the high school, Nashua High School South. So check the city clerk's website on your voting location and what you need to do to vote tomorrow.
Yep, and if you don't vote, like I said, just don't tell me about how awful things are because it's kind of your fault if you don't.
All right, so now there's another smaller white truck that appears to be stuck on the pavement. He's lifting, the back end's gone hydraulics though, so maybe this is what they're supposed to be doing. Oh, he's moving again. He seems to be pre-chewing the pavement, and then this other big truck comes back and sucks it up and spits it in the back of a truck.
I think that's actually probably a pretty accurate description. I would say it's highly likely to be factually inaccurate, but it looks like that to me too.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm talking about officially. It appears to me is happening.
It kind of looks like a big street Zamboni, actually.
Yes, that's a good description of what the truck looks like, is a Zamboni. But he's not cleaning the ice. He's chewing up pavement.
And then there's a guy all the way in the back with a shovel cleaning up behind the whole mess, too.
He's behind the street sweeper. I wonder what he did to get that job.
I don't know, but it doesn't look like a great one.
No.
So, top three challenges in our local school district educational process. What would you say is like top of mind for you, Adam? And how do we use that to help improve educational outcomes in our community?
Well, that's a loaded question.
100% loaded.
Yeah. I would say one of the major issues we're dealing with right now is staffing. This is not a Nashua-only issue. This is a national issue of school staff shortages. And we focus a lot on the teacher shortage, but teacher is sometimes used as a larger encompassing term to include school psychologists, speech-language pathologists, special educators.
Do you listen to NPR?
I do not. I listen to sports talk radio because it's my happy, safe zone.
Well, if you listen to NPR, if anybody listens to NPR, this morning on NPR they had a segment about the teacher shortage nationwide, but also here in New Hampshire. And they were interviewing a woman in New Hampshire who was an art teacher for many years, not in our district, but just over the past year made the decision to exit the profession. Mm-hmm. And she's going to become a truck driver.
Yeah, the
Like a long-haul truck driver.
We are losing people faster than we can replace them.
Yeah.
And we don't have a pipeline. I can remember being hired 16 years ago in the district, and there being 15 or so candidates for the position that I was vying for. And some of our positions, we don't even have candidates for now. Ed prep programs at our state and universities and the colleges are dwindling. They're closing programs for lack of enrollment. And we're losing people mid-career, not to retirement, not to other districts, although some cases they are going to another district, but
exiting the trade.
They're leaving the profession. And, you know, your truck driver situation you're talking about, some of them are going to business. Some are going to, they don't know what they're going to do. They're just going.
So teacher shortages is obviously, we're not going to solve that problem here, but it's something that I would definitely say if you ever were interested in becoming a teacher, it can be, I come from a teaching family. It can be an incredibly rewarding, and it is not easy, but it is incredibly rewarding. On its good days, it can be great. On its bad days, it can be awful, like anything.
Absolutely. You know, it's like every job.
Yep.
There are these, the days that you're so excited, you're rejuvenated, and then there are days you're like, what am I doing? But I can say that as having more, you know, I've taught, and now I do this job as president of the union, which is separate, and I've had jobs in college where you love it, you hate it, then there's somewhere in the middle, and that's true about every job.
It is.
You know, one thing that has been a problem is the lack of public support vocally in some cases. Do I think parents in the community supports education and our staff in this district? 100%. There's no doubt in my mind. But you have the vocal minority that, you know, picks fights at school board meetings, chastises everything people do, criticizes, you know, keyboard warriors on Facebook. And that gets to people. It does.
Of course it does. You know, that's that whole... So I guess the thing that you can do if you're a community member, you're listening, and you have a teacher or an experience where the educational system is making a difference in your life, in your family's life, in your child's life, you know what? Express that. Mm-hmm. And express it publicly, because those voices are important and teachers need to hear, you know, teachers, guidance counselors, school custodians, the food service people, they all need to hear, even the bus drivers who aren't part of the district, they need to hear. I used to drive a bus in this district. Did you know that?
I can't even imagine driving a school bus.
I did. I drove also for Elm Street. I drove.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I will admit this publicly. I drove a route that included Broad Street, Elm Street, and North, right? So it was not easy. It was definitely not easy, but there were parents and kids who really loved it and appreciated me, and that made it all worth it. So do that.
Yeah, my kids have I live in a neighborhood. There are 17 kids that get on the same bus stop at my house, and we have an incredible driver who is so good with the kids and everything that goes with driving a school bus, and we're fortunate to have her in our neighborhood.
I have kids who I've come across who I was like the first person that they met their first day of first grade, right? And they'll still come up to me and say, oh, Mr. Mike,
yeah,
how are you? It's it's really, I'm like, I always know what that is. I never recognize them.
Exactly. You know, the relationships with kids are important.
Yeah.
We want kids to make relationships with whomever they feel comfortable. And it's, you know, sometimes it's the bus driver. Sometimes it's the lunch monitor. Sometimes it's the school nurse. Sometimes it's a para. You know, it doesn't matter. Those relationships are important. And that's why, or when I was talking earlier, all those groups of people are really crucial to the success of our school district.
So let's leave it at that then. I know I had asked you like the top three things, but let's leave it at this one thing. Like, be a positive voice, express some gratitude, publicly tell your educator, you know, because all of those people you just mentioned are educators.
Yeah.
Tell your educator that, you know, they're doing a great job and you love them. And do that publicly.
Send them a card. Little handwritten note.
Nice. Great idea.
It could be a post-it note. Just express, you know, your gratitude and support of how they've helped your child be successful.
I think that's a great point. Let's leave it at that, Adam. And by the way, we should do the same thing for Mac Jones. Send him a post-it note. Here's my challenge. Send him a post-it note, Adam.
Dear Mac Jones, please work on throwing better.
Oh, my God. Hey, it's been really great seeing you here today, and we do appreciate everything that you do as educators to support the kids and families in Nashua. And by the way, I should also mention, you're also great volunteers and supporters of United Way and many other nonprofits. So thank you, Adam.
There is 4 new empty dump trucks just showed up to go buy that spitting truck. Just to keep those of you who are on just listening for the play-by-play of what's happening on Main Street.
You're never going to see it. You don't want to see it in person. Just avoid it at all costs.
I mean, if you're not driving, you know, this is great. I'm like, there's so much action going on right now. It's good. It's really good if you have ADHD like I do.
My grandson would be just absolutely loving it. He loves trucks.
Well, and then the flashing lights.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there's a lot of that, too. Oh, well, you know, we're about done here. I think. Do you see my other visitor, my next guest? Well, you know what?
I don't.
I'm hoping that she's here. If she isn't, I'm going to say, hang on, Adam. Don't go anywhere. You might get a double dip of Adam. But we do have to cut to our sponsors for just a minute. You'll be back in just a minute or two at the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg, and this is the Traffic Center in downtown Nashua, coming to you live on WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Gaffelberg. It's Monday, September 11th, 2023. We're here in downtown Nashua. We talk with nonprofits every single week about what they're doing in our community to make Greater Nashua a place which is stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work here. Very excited to have on the show with me today Laura Lunderman-Garber. Laura is the founder of a local nonprofit that has pretty much a global reach. I'm going to just say that's probably not their tagline, but I'm guessing Laura will tell us. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And the name of the nonprofit is Holiday Cards for Our Military, or for Our Troops. Is that right?
It's called Holiday Cards for Our Military New Hampshire Challenge, but has become a national. And like you said, it's international at this point, so we'll just call it challenge.
So basically the premise of the organization is to reach out and touch somebody who is in the military with that special, you know, connection and holiday greetings. Is that the idea?
That's basically it. I think you said the word spot on, connection. It's all about connections. I don't want to underplay the role of connection in all of this. I'm a clinical psychologist here in New Hampshire for 40 years and know that isolation and stress leads to disconnection. And, you know, our pandemic didn't help with that much. So we started 20 years ago and then became a nonprofit 5 years ago. It was a family tradition.
And the idea of connection really is so important. You know, we see that in many different types of organizations. You know, I talk with the folks from Meals on Wheels quite a bit, for example, and they'll tell you that, you know, the food and the nutrition is important, but the connection is even more important. It's food for the soul, and that ultimately actually has significant health outcomes. So you founded the organization. This is a family business, you say.
Well, it's a family business because all the cards come into my home from all over the world, and we pack them up. We have an army, so to speak, of volunteers who come in and help, and because every card is proofread to make sure those tangible gifts are right on and spot on where they need to be. But it started, you know, wanting to teach our young children about community service and patriotism and connection, and it went from there.
And this year, your goal, I know, is to reach 1 million cards sent out. And, you know, you average about 135,000 cards a year. Is that right?
That's correct. We are, at this point, at 800, and with the ones packed up in my house already, probably about 860,000. And that next bit is a snap. They'll come in. They're coming in daily. They come from all over the country, and businesses and dance groups and schools and big and small corporations. It's just, you know, what I think is that everybody has this generous heart in them, and it just needs to be tapped, whether it's for, like you said, Meals on Wheels, or whether it's the holiday cards for our military. And we send them to active duty veterans and to military families. They're all missing someone they love.
That's fantastic. How do you know who the people are and what their addresses are? Like, how do you know where to send cards?
That's a great question. I happen to make a cold call to a person who somebody said, call this person, maybe he can help. Little did I know I was calling the Pentagon. This was 5 years ago. And after they'd established that I was not looking for their social security number and credit card number.
There you go, right.
They were right on. And so in partnership with Central Command at the Pentagon and with, you know, even local folks who have sons, daughters, mothers, fathers deployed, they let me know and we send huge boxes out and they get bundled up and sent around the world.
And this goes to, I should mention, all branches of the military, and that
yes.
includes even the Coast Guard and,
yes.
the Space Force.
Yes, of course. Of course, they go to all branches. I made a promise in 2017 to a World War II Marine here in New Hampshire that if I continued to do this, I would send them to all the branches and military families, and that's what we do.
It's a wonderful thing you're doing. It's more than just a gesture. It really
yes.
is sort of we have something that we do every year at around Mother's Day, which is we deliver bouquets of roses to the homeless moms in our community.
Yeah, beautiful.
And
beautiful.
It's, you know, places like Mary's House and Front Door Agency and
yes.
Marguerite's Place where,
yes.
where there are homeless moms.
Yes, there are.
And people always ask, they're always like, well, Mike, I don't understand. You do basic, I thought you do basic services, food, clothing, shelter. And I'm like, yeah, we do. And actually, none of that matters if you are sad, lonely, depressed, and feeling disconnected. You got to do both. You got to have some food for the soul too, right?
Absolutely. These are tangible gifts of the heart. And what I hear from the
feedback. I like that phrase.
Yeah, it's a good one, right? And so the feedback we get from the military, which we get a lot of feedback now, which is exciting, on our Facebook page, Holiday Card Challenge, they send photos because we put a QR code on every card so they can snap a selfie and show us their smiles. But what the feedback is that this is a tangible gift. They hold on to them. They may be in a remote base in the Middle East, or they may be on a base in, you know, North Dakota, but these are something they can hold on to, and hold on to them they do for decades and decades. I met a man who had a card from World War II.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's wonderful.
So your biggest needs right now as a nonprofit, I always want to make sure we get to that. You
yes.
have, as a nonprofit, you I'm sure have a need for funding because all of this does cost some money. I'm guessing there's, you know, some postage and buying cards and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yes. So there's a couple of big needs. Well, one, I want to say thank you to the United Way, because starting last year, volunteers from the United Way helped proofread, bundle, and count them. And it was wonderful, because that's a huge thing. So if your group, your family wants to proofread, count, and bundle, you know, let's reach out to us. That's easy to do. You're right. Funding is huge. The cost for shipping is, I mean, we are fully volunteer and donation driven. You know, the cost to send a box is about $150. And if you figure we send 250 box, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
We use GiveButter, which is a wonderful platform created by a New Hampshire young man, mm-hmm. GiveButter.com. But we also take direct donations. So volunteers to do proofreading, counting, the funding is huge. We're doing some charitable gaming this year, so that'll be fun. Look on Facebook page for that. And we love your cards. They don't have to be fancy. They can be a piece of paper folded in half that just say, you know, happy holidays. The sweetest card I ever got, in the thousands that I have read, from an 8-year-old in Nashua that said, "Dear warrior," that's how we address them,
mm-hmm.
"I am very lonely. Are you lonely? When someone loves me, I feel better. How about if I love you?"
Oh, that is so sweet. That makes me want to cry.
It does.
I love that. What is your website and Facebook page so people can learn more and get connected?
Okay. Facebook page and Instagram. A lot of fun. There's lots of photos and lots of information. Holiday Card Challenge. Website page. It's a long one, but it makes sense. MilitaryHolidayCardChallenge.com. And our information is all over the place. How to email us, how to, you know, LinkedIn us. Holiday Card Challenge is probably the easiest ones for people to jump on board. And there are drop stations and free cards all around the state. Every Franklin Savings Bank, Mayor Craig in Manchester, Congressman Pappas. This is by the way, a nonpartisan, mm-hmm. you know, effort. This is national, nonpartisan, doesn't matter what religion, where you live, who you love, how old or young you are. My 2-year-old grandson drew a beautiful, what he said was a blueberry, and we sent that card right out.
I've gotten a couple of those from my 2-year-old grandson, and I would question whether that's a blueberry or what, but
yeah, that's true.
I can relate to that picture. So MilitaryHolidayCardChallenge.com.
That is it, and it's got everything from, you know, pictures to guidelines and writing prompts, and, you know, it's been a surreal honor. The stars of this, yes, it's been really a lot of fun to meet celebrities. It's been hugely fun to meet celebrities, Kelly and Ryan, and I was going to try out for, you know, American Idol, but I think we stuck stuck with the task at hand here. But all celebrities are great, but the real celebrities are those card signers and the military and their families.
That's fantastic, Laura. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. This is the kind of thing where, you know, we do have some nonprofits in our community that have, they're very local, but they reach out to the world in different ways. You know, we have, for example, the Thank You Project that does the water walk and helps build water wells in Africa. Yours is very similar in that, you know, you can be a young student at, I don't know, Broad Street Elementary, and you can reach somebody's heart halfway across the world.
Absolutely. It's a generous gift of the heart, and it's tangible, and it's wonderful, and everybody can join in.
It's fantastic. We're going to have to end it on that, Laura. I appreciate so much you coming on today. MilitaryHolidayCardChallenge.com?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, and thank you for what you do in our community. We are so appreciative.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show on WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM. We will be back next week with another great interview. I don't know who's going to be on, but tune in next Monday morning at 9 AM. And until next week, please remember to be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.